This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, has said India and Angola are committed to further advancing bilateral ties. Speaking at the India-Angola Business Forum in New Delhi today, he said India is a key partner which has expertise in generic medicines. Addressing the gathering, Union Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said that India-Angola bilateral ties are underpinned by a vibrant energy partnership.
Our bilateral relations are underpinned by a vibrant energy partnership, and bilateral trade between our two countries has been growing and reached US$4.2 billion in the 2023 and 24 period. Angola is now the 123rd member of the International Solar Alliance, and the Government of India has approved a line of credit of US$200 million for further strengthening our defense and security cooperation.
The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, successfully carried out maiden flight trials of its stratospheric airship platform from Shiopur trial site in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Developed by Aerial Delivery Research and Development Establishment at Agra in Uttar Pradesh, the airship was launched carrying an instrumental payload to an altitude of around 17 kilometers. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has congratulated the DRDO for the successful maiden flight trial of the system. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal AP Singh in New Delhi. The meeting came amid rising tensions between India and Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. In a significant development, following the recent Pahalgam terror attack, the Punjab police have arrested two individuals in Amritsar for allegedly spying for Pakistan. The accused, identified as Palak Sher Masih and Suraj Masih, were allegedly involved in leaking sensitive information and photographs of military installations, including army cantonments and airbases in Amritsar. The first World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 will conclude today. Masterclasses on filmmaking and cultural events are the main attraction on the last day of the four-day event. The event, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Our correspondent, Jeevan Bhaskar, gives us a glimpse of the mega event on its concluding day.
Today is the last day of Waves, and large number of people, including students, youth and the content creators, have gathered here to get the glimpses of Waves. Exhibition area is full of visitors and people are eager to understand new trends in media and entertainment industries. Some content creators and budding artists are exploring opportunities available to them. Many are enjoying the cultural programs of the Creating India Challenge winners. Along with this, many interesting sessions are happening on AVGC, AI and filmmaking using mobile camera.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today stressed that people need to learn and practice Sanskrit language because most of India's ancient knowledge is in Sanskrit language. He said Sanskrit language can guide the world to resolve its problems. The Home Minister made these remarks while addressing the valedictory event of 1,008 Sanskrit speech camps organized by Sanskrit Bharati in New Delhi. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched India's first two genome-edited rice varieties by ICAR in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said, these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield of rice in the country. Mr. Chauhan congratulated agriculture scientists who were involved in this project. He said, this research will prove to be a milestone in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resolution of Viksit Bharat. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Andhra Pradesh, especially the coastal districts of NTR, Krishna, East Godavari, West Godavari and Konasima districts. Major cities like Vijayawada, Iluru and Rajahmundry witnessed heavy downpour since this morning. This untimely rainfall is expected to impact the mango produce in the West Godavari and Krishna district. Khelo India Youth Games 2025 will begin with a colourful and grand opening ceremony at Pataliputra Sports Complex at Patna in Bihar this evening. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the participants through a video message. Over 8,500 young sporting talents will fight for medals in different categories. And that is the end of this news bulletin.